Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 18th. You'll be interested to know, 159 years ago, today in 1865, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which officially abolished slavery in the United States, entered into force. This monumental change, proclaimed by the United States Secretary of State, marked a significant turning point in American history, ensuring freedom for millions of individuals. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 27 degrees with 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:13 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:09. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies this afternoon, with temperatures reaching about 48, accompanied by a light southwest breeze. Expect rain to move in after 1, with a 60% chance of showers. Tonight, we'll have cloudy skies and steady rain, dropping to a low of 37 with light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 6:45, with the high tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 46 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain early Thursday, then mostly sunny with a high near 46. Friday brings a chance of snow, with cloudy skies and a high near 37. Snow is likely Friday night with a low around 25. Saturday has a chance of snow, with partly sunny skies and a high near 32. Sunday will be sunny, with a high near 24 and lows around 12 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston Rob Mariano is returning to the Bankers Island, but this time as the host of the Deal or No Deal Island after show. Although he did not win season 1, Mariano will engage with new contestants while hosting the after show, which premieres on January 7th. Viewers can stream it weekly on Peacock, NBC's YouTube channel, and NBC.com. Mariano will also compete on season 3 of The Traitors. Reflecting on his previous experience, he admitted to making egregiously bad decisions during the game. Expect lively discussions and exclusive footage in this exciting new role. Now on to sports. The New York Yankees and Chicago Cubs completed a significant trade on Tuesday, acquiring former National League Most Valuable Player, Cody Bellinger. The Yankees received Bellinger along with $5 million to support his contract, while veteran right-hander Cody Poteet heads to Chicago. The Yankees earned an A grade for their strategic pivot, hoping Bellinger can provide defensive stability and offensive power, potentially hitting 25 to 30 home runs. The Cubs, aiming to save over $27 million, received a B grade, with the potential for future moves to enhance their roster. In local sports, last night, the Bruins clinched a thrilling 4-3 overtime victory against Calgary at the Scotiabank Saddledome. David Pastrnak sealed the win with a crucial goal, while Mark McLaughlin and Morgan Geekie also scored. The Bees now stand at 17-13-3 for the season. Tomorrow night, the Bruins remain on the road to face the Edmonton Oilers. Thursday night, the Seas host the Chicago Bulls, who are 11 and 15. In top news, recent theories linking missing radioactive material in New Jersey to mysterious drone sightings have been disproven by the Department of Energy and other officials. The speculation arose after the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued an alert on December 5th about medical equipment lost in transit. Mayor Michael Melham suggested a connection, but it was revealed that the shipment arrived damaged and empty. The radioactive material, germanium-68, was found and properly disposed of after being temporarily misplaced by FedEx. Additionally, the National Nuclear Security Administration confirmed that drones are not used for nuclear detection missions in the area. In business news, Bumble Incorporated is facing another investor lawsuit, alleging that the company's officers and board made false statements regarding revenue growth from new features in their dating app. The lawsuit, filed by a shareholder in the United States District Court for the Western District of Texas, claims these misleading statements led to the purchase of stock at artificially inflated prices. Following disappointing financial results reported on February 27, 2024, Bumble's stock dropped significantly. The case adds to at least two other lawsuits from investors in the past 3 months. Bumble has not commented on the lawsuit. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $104,000. Ethereum is just over $3,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is down to 64 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Digital license plates offered by Reviver are now legal in several states, but they pose significant risks. A security researcher has demonstrated that these plates can be jailbroken to alter license numbers, allowing users to evade tolls and traffic tickets. By physically tampering with the plate, hackers can install custom firmware, enabling instant changes via a smartphone app. This vulnerability is rooted in the hardware itself, meaning a software fix is impossible. As digital plates become more common, experts warn that relying solely on them for enforcement could lead to chaotic consequences. And in entertainment news, The Sphere in Las Vegas is making history with a record-setting gross of $400 million, marking the highest year-end gross for any venue of any size in history. Topping Billboard's chart for venues with a capacity of 15,000 or more, the Sphere achieved a monumental gross of $420 million from 1.3 million tickets sold. U2's residency alone contributed significantly, bringing in $109 million from just 17 shows. With ongoing performances by the Eagles and other artists, the Sphere has attracted a total of $452 million from 83 reported shows, captivating 1.4 million fans. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the German composer and pianist, Ludwig van Beethoven. And he said, "Music should strike fire from the heart of man and bring tears from the eyes of woman." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.